Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
We will have Brendan McCallum have this half hour, but he's double booked at the moment. He's just doing Melbourne first, so Melbourne are getting precedence.
Yeah, he heard your quote. He heard you just say that you remembered. He said we weren't very good. And he's dodging us because he thinks you're coming for him.
Well, let's still talk a bit of cricket. The T20 World Cup update, catch up on all the action with the KO minis. I don't know if you've seen them, but they are sensational. It's a great way to watch them if you've missed the game the night before.
You put them on your TV yet? Or just leave them on your phone?
No, it's at work. Yeah. I watch them at work.
You know you can have them on your phone. That is not called work, mate.
Actually, Foxtel's
you're supposed to do
it,
that man. Stuff at home.
I've broken Foxtel.
You're joking.
It's helping. Well, I don't know what's
you need,
I can't
KO,
fix it.
On your phone.
Yeah, well, there'll be phone calls when I get home today because I can't fix it. I've tried turning it on and off.
Both oh, the reboot. Days. The reboot, yeah.
Well, that's what IT at 7 always saying to me. Have you tried turning it on and off yet?
Yeah.
Anyway, Pakistan 4 for 189, defeated Scotland very easily, 9 for 98. New Zealand 2 for 125, gave Afghanistan a decent touch-up, 6 for 117. Mm. So we've got India, the big losers out of all this. There'll be full and open judicial inquiry over there, won't there?
Yeah.
I don't, the semis.
It's public. It's not even judicial. It's just public slaying at the moment. That was Kohli's last, that'll be Kohli's last game. It's his last tournament as captain. Dhoni's been there to mentor him through this tournament, and that didn't work. So that they were just too sleepy, their first two matches. And Pakistan got them on the hop first up.
T20 World Cup, exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on KO. Now, we're going to do Steph a little earlier today. She's on the line. I understand, and a winner on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
I'd love to congratulate you, Steph, but I was on the thing that ran second.
What?
Uh-oh, sorry.
It was a good ride. You had to push Nikki's spirit out hard.
Yeah, thank you. She's racing very well at the moment. Happy horse. She's racing with confidence, and with her, it's definitely all about timing. You don't want to get there too early, but you certainly don't want to run out of time.
What about the all your other rides, Steph? Are there plenty of great rides that you felt you can't go any better than that? And even though I didn't finish in the placings,
yeah. Look, I mean, not every horse is out there; they're going to win. So yep. You go out there to ride them to the best possible finishing position they can run, and as long as you do that, you can't be too disappointed.
Yeah, nothing stands out. You had a couple of close, like podiums.
Yeah, that's it. I thought Tokariki Lad was a really good run. He ran into Ligulate, who obviously can really gallop on his day, and he cruised to win, but he come up the inside and run second, and he went super. So I couldn't have been happier with him on Saturday.
Hey, we've been on this ad nauseum, Eagle Farm. It gets a bit of a break now, but there's still the jocks and the trainers are still talking about it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Look, in all honesty, probably the last week in particular has been the worst condition I've seen the track in it. I had a lot of horses that didn't handle it, and it does get disappointing in the end. You go there quietly confident with your mounts, and they come out and they can't let go on the track, and it does make it very difficult. I think it's a topic that really needs to be seriously considered on what they can do to fix it, because at the moment it's just kind of at a standstill and somewhat going backwards.
Can you put it into words, Steph, what it does to the horses, why they won't stretch out? Is it too hard on their legs or some of them? You get to push the button and the button doesn't work.
Yeah, no, that's it. It is. It's just too firm, and there are plenty of horses. They travel well on it and they sit comfortably in your hand, but as soon as you let their head go and you bring them off the bridle to quicken, they just can't. They look after themselves and they don't let go. You have some horses that don't even travel on it. I had one a week ago, and from the moment he jumped, I could tell he wasn't handling it at all. So it does get quite frustrating.
And that one, for example, did you have a plan with the trainer that if that happens, you know, am I able just to run it through?
Look, it is the sort of the query with a lot of horses that haven't run at the track before. So obviously always the trainer's got that in the back of their mind, and I mean, we're still out there to try and get the best out of them. We can't just pull them up and, yeah, and not try at all. So, but we always know when we come in, if they haven't let go, there's a pretty good reason as to why.
So the BRC has taken over from Racing Queensland, has taken over control of the track again. You're right now, they've got, and I don't want to get you involved in politics, it's not fair on you, but there's some serious decisions to be made between now and, I don't know, what do we do? Do we keep it going till after the winter next year? Do we just get to the summer and make, you know, superficial changes?
Yeah, look, it's probably a really tricky question now. I think if they were going to really sort of update it and I guess rip it up and do it all again, they probably needed to do it straight after the winter to give it time to settle and be ready for next year. So look, at the moment with the decision not being made, we're probably getting a bit too close to be making any drastic decisions, and we're going to have to probably do the best we can until after the next carnival.
Now the other good news is your boy's coming back, isn't he?
He is. He's back. He's got his license back next Monday, so getting very close and getting very excited, that's for sure.
Has he finished everything? Has he got the shelves built? He's got the cabinets done? Don't let him get away with that.
The house has been super clean the last few months, yep, so I'm definitely not complaining.
Righto, good, good. Now, Steph, to me, when I consider the grind of your industry, would now, straight after the Melbourne Carnival, be a good time in the year to take 3 weeks off?
For your Melbourne jockeys, absolutely, but each state's obviously different. For us, it's well and truly the wrong time because, you know, our summer carnival starts sort of this Saturday. We've got the keys now, and now is when we really knuckle down for our Magic Millions. But obviously for Melbourne and Sydney, they've just had their spring carnival, so you'll probably find a lot of the top jockeys, they will sort of take some time off now and have a refresher before the autumn.
So different windows for different jocks. That's good, but I'm thinking about the trainers, even the horses. You know, like little the end of November, no racing, but that's not going to happen by the sound of it.
No, probably not. We can hope so. Yeah.
Now, you're doing track work this morning for the old man. It wouldn't even let you have a little sleep into the rain.
Yeah, I know. He dragged me out of bed on a Monday and it's raining and I thought it was a bit tough, to be honest. But no, I was lucky. I didn't get wet. The rain seemed to stop while I was at the track. So Dad's still in the good books.
Did you watch much of Flemington Saturday?
Yeah, no, we did. It was a great day. The whole Melbourne Cup Carnival was fantastic. There's so many good stories to come out of it. Obviously, the big one, Very Elegant. Well, she's just a champion. I think she showed that in the Melbourne Cup. I mean, she actually, to be honest, she was the horse that I was really excited to watch because I think out of everyone you knew, she was going to run the 2 miles. And that was always going to be the biggest key factor with her and obviously the biggest question mark with Incentivise. But I thought the whole carnival was great. So many good races and good horses going around.
Yeah, well, we saw that on Saturday with Zaki in the McKinnon and Nature Strip toyed with them in the sprint. But I thought one of the moments of the carnival for me was Brett Prebble coming alongside J-Mac after Zaki had won, and they embraced because J-Mac had just beaten Brett Prebble's record of 9 wins over the 4 days. I thought it was that was an image for the ages, that one.
Yeah, it was, absolutely. And that just shows sort of how close everybody is in the industry. And obviously J-Mac, you know, said himself that, you know, those guys, Brett Prebble, they're the ones that he idolised growing up. So to be able to achieve something like that, and then have Brett acknowledge it the way that he did it, it'd be very special, and I'm sure something he's always going to remember. And it shows that as much as we're competitors, we're all out there to support each other as well and always happy to see each other's success. And I think that's a really key part of the industry.
Because Zaki wasn't a done thing, was it? You know, how it was going to recover from its temperature or whatever that was when it had the temperature. So that was very impressive, I thought.
Well, that's it. I mean, obviously, he got beat the start before and then things didn't go right leading into the Cox Plate and he was scratched morning of. So there'd obviously been a couple of hiccups for him, but for Annabelle to get him back in such good order as to what she had on Saturday and for him to perform the way he did. Look, I think Flemington suited him, a nice big track. He was really able to find a rhythm, but it was a very impressive win nonetheless.
Another big rap on the Queensland Winter Carnival. Zaki was one of the superstars up here. What have you got coming this week?
yeah, we've got a relatively busy enough week. Got races Wednesday, Friday night and Saturday. So, as I said, the Keith now meeting on Saturday, which I'm looking forward to. We'll start to get the nicer races going up here, and hopefully we can get a few winners over the summer.
Good stuff, Steph.
Yeah, good luck, Steph.
Yeah, we'll stay in contact this week. But well done with a nice winner at the weekend. And we'll stay in touch. Queensland is racing.
Beautiful.
Enjoy the track work down there today. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. Steph Thornton joining us today.
She's finished, eh? She's finished.
Oh, yeah, she'd be finished. Yeah. I think she'd be finished by now.
Yeah, she is. Nice one. Go home and make sure Ben's done the cleaning again. And don't let him out of there quickly.
He'll be pumped because he had a 4-month suspension, and he's back. He's been allowed to ride track work, as we know. He's been on Greylander. I wonder if there's been a battle at home as to who gets the ride on Greylander. Trainer will probably decide.
Yes, and it's Tony Godlin, isn't it? Is Godlin the trainer for that one? Uh-huh. Okay, righto. Are you a rogue yet, Zorks?
I'm not on yet.
Oh.
We'll have to get you into the road. Well, I mean,
we got to find when they run, don't we? They're the races we need to know. They're practicing.
We get a schedule.
Yeah, no, we do need. Hopefully, that'll come through one day.
They've sent me 412 emails. Surely one of them contains.
They're very active, except they don't race anywhere yet.
All right. Well, I think we've got TK on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
It's from the racing league, and we'll see if we can find out when our horses actually
run.
Well,
yeah, you better have a rogue's focus. For us.
Brighton Homes open line. Brighton Homes include aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard. Discover today why it's better with Brighton. Give us a call if you want to have a chat this morning, 13 13 55, or you can text us. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers. And love is all you need. 0467 736 736. That's 0467 SEN SEN.